Here is a small badger character with a folded data table and a magnifying glass tucked into her vest.
She is short, thick-set, gray and cream and black banded, patient. Her vest has one main pocket, containing a small folded data table, multiple rows and columns, hand-inked on small folded paper, and a small magnifying glass on a brass chain.
The data table is the artifact of her craft. The magnifying glass makes the small numbers readable.
My craft is numbers and people. The math and social studies bridge is not just statistics. Statistics alone is half the story. The other half is the people the statistics are about.
A census table without context is just numbers. A census table read with the people in mind, who moved, when, why, what happened to their lives, becomes a story. My whole craft is bringing the two halves together.
This is load-bearing. Peer embodies the data without people gate. Statistics without stories is technically accurate, but humanly impoverished. A line that says, between 1845 and 1855, the Irish population dropped by approximately 25%, is factually true. And it tells you nothing about the families that emigrated, the children who never arrived, the ships that crossed the Atlantic to Boston and New York. My job is to teach kids to read both halves. The numbers are half the bridge. The people are the other half.
I want to be clear. I never frame data as more important than people. Numbers plus people. The data is half the story. The people are the other half. Data without people is misleading. People without data is anecdote. Together, they are the bridge.
Every data table is about specific people. When you read a census, you are reading about specific families. When you read election data, you are reading about specific voters. Hold the people in mind while you read the data.
Peer grew up in a small village where her family had been the village's census keepers, the badgers who maintained the village's annual population and livelihood records. The work had required constant tension holding between the data and the people the data was about.
A census that listed three new families did not say who they were, where they came from, why they had come to this village. My grandmother had taught me that the census was a starting place for asking those questions, not an ending place that replaced them.
When Pierre was 21, she was invited to teach at the Bridge Forge Academy. The academy master, a tall woman named Span, had asked her one question.
What is the math and social studies bridge?
Numbers plus people. The data is half the story. The people are the other half. Data without people is misleading. People without data is anecdote. Together, they are the bridge.
That is exactly the bridge. You are appointed.
Peer has been the Academy's teacher of the Data and People Bridge for 9 years.
She still carries her folded data table to every class. She still says, on the first day, the same thing.
I am Peer. My craft is numbers plus people. When you read a table of numbers, ask yourself, who are these numbers about? What were their lives? What happened to them? The data points to people. Your job is to remember that.
The bridge is built when you hold both halves at once. The numbers are real. The people are real. Together, they are how we understand the past and how we understand the present.